1235, Coleman's Independent Radio, music from Maroon 5, and it's Misery, and a good Tuesday afternoon to you, everybody. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman, and like we do every Tuesday and Thursday at about 4 o'clock, or as in the case today, a few minutes after, it's time for Sports Talk Live. This program is brought to you each and every week by our friends at People's Bank. And lots to talk about, obviously not from this last weekend, because that was a little boring, but a couple of things going on this weekend. And here to tell you about it, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Welcome, everyone, to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. And
every day is one day closer to the weekend, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We start counting them down on Monday.
That's right.
And today is two down.
That's it. Another beautiful day outside.
Really only two to go, because Friday you had to count it kind of in there with the weekend, at least half of it.
I agree.
What is your favorite night of the week, Ronnie, before we get started?
My favorite night of the week.
If you had to take one night and say, this is my night, I like this night better than any other night, nothing special going on.
Yeah.
Just a regular night. What night is your favorite
night? I'm going to say Friday night.
That's my favorite. And I guess it's because we're off most weekends, work
right.
Occasionally on Saturday, not much. But then I know I've got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday
yeah.
night before going back
before
to Grant's
you time. Before you get up and go back at it. And it gives you so much time for you to get all your sleep in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you can just sleep for about 3 days.
Yeah, I get both hours in Friday night. So you would be proud of me, I'm talking about. We went to the beach.
Yeah, we.
And
were your ears burning?
Yeah, they were burning. Okay. That may have been why I didn't sleep.
That may be.
No, I did sleep. Believe it or not, Ronnie, one morning I slept in, didn't get up. Are you ready for this?
Let me get strapped in this seat good so I don't fall out.
I didn't get up out of the bed until about 10 after 5.
Oh, my God. I may get up one time at 10 after 5. It's not to stay up. I was your.
One morning I was up at 3:30. The other morning at 10 after 5. And I think the other morning I got up at a little before 5, about 4:45 or something like that.
It's beyond me. You know, and I've got started sending you stupid texts saying, hey, slept X amount of hours last night. You know, I mean, I'll sleep more hours in one night than you'll sleep in easily two nights, if not three.
Yeah. Yeah, you sent me the one that said you slept 10 hours.
Yeah. And that's easy.
I told Kathy, I said, that's about three nights for me.
I mean, that's just as simple as getting up, going to the refrigerator to get something to eat.
That's just like lay down and close your
eyes. That's exactly right. Just absolutely.
Speaking of laying down and closing your eyes.
Yeah.
Did Ole Miss lay down and close their eyes after that 24-3 lead?
I tell you what, I was very concerned.
Had a reason to be.
You got that right. Now, Ole Miss, you know, they brought out the Hickories early and put a stripe in on Bama. You know, you can point fingers and, you know, whatever you want to excuse make. I don't think there is an excuse to be made other than you got your tail lit up.
Yeah.
To be down 20, yeah. To be down 24-3.
Two times that's happened to Ole Miss. They look like the best team
for a half.
And the second half, they just fold up.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, that was one of those games where, you know, when, like I said, when Ole Miss was up 24-3, I'm thinking, you know, if this doesn't turn around real quick, this is going to be over by the end of the first half. Well, then Bama does what they seem to do, which is don't ever seem to panic, don't ever seem to get too excited, too high, too low. They just continue to play, you know, got back in the ball game, made some plays, got some scores, and then took absolutely control of the football game with about 6 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes to play. And then the next thing you know, Ole Miss has cut, you know, they scored twice before you can blink.
I'd give it up, thought Ole Miss wasn't going to cover, so I changed the channel and was mad. And the next thing I knew, I got a text saying, hey, you're in good shape.
And, you know, I think Bama's it's becoming pretty regular that they're not covering the spread.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's
people.
A lot of Bama fans unhappy.
Absolutely. You know, for entertainment purposes only, you know. You know, a lot of money's lost by Bama not covering the spread, especially the way it happened last week with Western Kentucky.
The phone is ringing.
I know that's Jeffrey.
Yeah, and if you are listening to us and are calling, give us a few minutes. We are a two-man operation.
That's
at
right.
the moment. Run in our by ourselves. Yep. Jay went out to the bank, so when he comes back, he'll get you. We answered it, we wouldn't know how to get it on the radio.
Say, we don't know how to answer the phone in here. So, Jeffrey, that's you, bud. We will cue you when Jay gets back to give us a call. So,
Jeffrey may be hid somewhere after the game.
I haven't seen. I haven't heard from him.
Florida State.
I hope that's him calling, because I'd like to know that he's still alive.
Can you believe that one?
What can you say?
There's nothing you can say. That was, as you said, that was an old-fashioned thrasher.
That is exactly right. Never.
From the time the horn sounded to the time it sounded at the end.
That's right. Never, ever, ever in doubt.
No.
And I picked Florida State. I think you
I
probably did too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Jeffrey did, and probably the majority of the people.
And for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
I lost a lot of tokens on Florida State.
For entertainment purposes only. But who would have ever, ever thought they would have gotten lit up like that?
Oh, yeah.
What was it? I don't even
63 to something.
63
yeah.
to not near that many. I tell you, it was embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, totally.
You give me Florida State and 35, 40 points any day of the week.
And for entertainment purposes only, you put your house on that.
Well,
so, I was in shock.
We know what happened, and we're going to talk in depth about Gus here. And Gus is making the national news now.
He's making the calls, you know, greater and greater after every Saturday that Auburn may have to be making a change. He gives Auburn fans, Auburn alumni, Auburn, you know, supporters, financial supporters, no reason really to stay with him and still be positive. I mean, I know it's early in the season. I'm not running the guy down by any means.
Let me tell you something, though, that I learned today, and I was on that same line of thought.
I bet I know where you're going.
He will not be fired at the end of this year.
Because of his buyout.
Right. And the buyout increased $2,232,000 when they extended his contract last year.
Now, his contract runs
through 2020.
2020 is his contract. And he also received a substantial raise this year as well, correct?
His I don't remember what the raise was, but I know his buyout increased that much. And his buyout at the present time is $8.95 million.
His buyout is $8 million. How much was Chizik?
So say $9 million.
Was Chizik six? Was his $6 million?
And Auburn can't pay out that kind of money when they're already paying out that kind of money to different people.
What if hypothetically, and this may not be hypothetical, that he's looking at a 5-win season?
I don't think they.
You don't think they can make a change, no matter what?
No matter what. Another thing is, how do you pronounce his last name? Auburn president Jay Good, or
I don't know.
Whatever how you pronounce his name. He's retiring July of next year at the latest. He will be gone from Auburn. Him going out, he is very passive type president anyway. He's not going to fire him going out. A new president coming in is not going to fire him. So, unless a lightning strike from the clouds above.
You don't think it's going to happen.
Gus Malzahn will be the coach at Auburn next year.
Simply from a financial standpoint.
And they've dug themselves the hole. They're going to have to swim in it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thoughts of buying Gus out after you bought Gene Chizik out, you're saying that's $9 million. I think Chizik's was $6 million. So you're talking,
and which came after you bought Tuberville out.
That's right. So you're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 million to buy out two coaches,
right?
Not including Tommy Tuberville,
who is not. Neither of the two is going to put a penny back into your pocket,
right?
I mean, if you would be better off spending $15 million on a head coach.
Sure.
Than paying two.
Sure.
You know, just.
Wow. I knew where you were headed with that. I knew the buyout was substantial. I did not know it was basically $9 million to move
but
Gus
if
on.
If it wasn't for that, all signs, as you said, are pointing towards a new coach.
It's a bad situation. Can it get better? Sure. Anybody's can get better. Is it going to get better starting this weekend? If I was a betting man for entertainment purposes only, I would say absolutely not.
I don't see how it can with they just don't have the players. They don't have a quarterback that can run that system. And
that's where that is where it starts and where it ends with Auburn.
Right.
They have to have that quarterback. That granted, Jason, we all know you're not going to have the Cam Newtons of the world. I mean, Auburn had him for 1 year, okay? Then you had Nick Marshall, who was did an outstanding job. You're not going to find those guys, I don't think.
No.
At least Auburn hadn't found one every year. But I think you hit the nail on the head. The problem all started when they put all their eggs in the basket of Jeremy Johnson, and that has not panned out, and they have nobody else to go to.
Right. They just thought that was the next Cam Newton. Their problems were solved. They wouldn't worry about a quarterback. I mean, why worry about it when you got the next Cam Newton coming up?
Right, so. And that has blown up in Gus's face, and it makes it look even worse because he is supposedly, you know, an offensive guru.
Right, and everybody now is screaming, and I understand, well, let's put Franklin in, start Franklin. But, folks, keep in mind, Franklin, JF3, I think they call him, didn't even start at a community college at quarterback.
No.
So do we really want him behind center?
Community college in Mississippi.
Right.
And he was not the starting quarterback.
Not the starting quarterback.
If you remember back, Nick Marshall was a dominating right. JUCO quarterback. And that transitioned over into an outstanding career at Auburn.
Yeah.
But the Franklin kid was a backup at JUCO.
And Auburn didn't even recruit him as a quarterback. They recruited him as an athlete. I think had him down, you know, to play a defensive back or receiver position, something, but not quarterback.
So, you know, is it fair to him?
Yeah,
you know, they're probably putting him in a position that is not best for him. That he, you know, that doesn't allow him to excel and use his abilities, you know, to the best.
There's even talk that he'll start Saturday night. Now, I don't know if that's.
Yeah.
Now, true or not.
Now, he can fly.
Oh, yeah. LSU, Miles not the smartest cookie, but he is smart enough to know they're not going to throw the ball a lot.
No.
They'll stack the line, and you'll see the same thing.
Absolutely. You're going to see that all year long.
Yep.
It's not going to change.
If you're going to be us, you're going to have to throw the ball.
That's right. And as of yet, they have not proven that they can do that.
And Sean White, Saturday night running 18 of 27 or 26.
Yeah.
You know, not a bad stat.
And he throws the ball reasonably well.
Yeah, he throws the ball very far.
That's right. He throws it well enough, I believe, for Auburn to win. He can't run it well enough for Auburn to win.
His longest pass of the game, 18 yards. I think he wound up with 187 yards passing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, you know, on the flip side, you have to give credit to Kevin Steele, the defensive coordinator, and the total defense from Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
They have been, I believe, outstanding. Much better than I ever thought. I mean, we've talked that we knew they were going to be better, or you knew they were going to be better. You knew they were going to be good up front. You know more of the details about them than I do. They are really good up front, and they're solid. And if it weren't for the effort of the defense, holding people to 15, 18, 20 points, you know, it would look like Florida State. What Louisville did to them.
I couldn't agree more. And whoever thought that would be the situation under Gus Malzahn?
No. What, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he's 12-2 and plays for a national championship and comes close to winning it. And all the talk then, and you and I talked it too, was Gus was taking over this state. He was going to dominate recruiting at Auburn. And look how quickly things change in college football.
And I think, Ronnie, he would have. If Auburn had followed that with one more season, I think then things totally changed as far as the recruiting.
It would have been much more competitive. Right.
I don't think he would have completely taken it over, but as you said, he would have got his share plus some, which Auburn is getting good enough to recruits to win with. I mean, they're a top 10 recruiting class every year.
Yeah.
So why
you ought to be able to win?
Yeah, why you win 5-6 games? I don't know.
Other than he's got to have that special athlete playing quarterback that can put tremendous pressure on you running it and throwing it. And if he lacks either one of those, they're toast.
All right. All right, Ronnie, what happened? Give us a quick rundown of what happened locally. I've been out of pocket, and yeah. I don't even know myself.
Yeah, some of you guys get to go to the beach and all that kind of stuff. And while we're talking about that, hey, a big shout-out and a big thanks to Tommy Warhurst, right, for sitting in last Thursday when you were gone. Tommy and I, we did our high school picks, and Tommy and I both, hey, let's give him some credit. We were both 7-1 on the week. He missed a Good Hope game. He was picked Good Hope over Cordova. And I missed the West Point corner score. I took corner over West Point, and West Point, you know, pulled out a outstanding victory there. But as the games go, Cold Springs defeated Fauquier 48-22. Cullman defeated Fort Payne 34-10. Mortimer Jordan defeated Fairview 45-21. Again, Cordova beat Good Hope 41-0. J.B. Pennington beat Hanceville 44-30. And Fultondale beat Vinemont 55-14. And West Point defeated Corner 23-20. That was an outstanding football game, Jason. And if you noticed, if we just give some kudos to some of these individual players, Cameron Moore from West Point, he was given the award as being the athlete of the week. I certainly agree with that. He rushed for 296 yards on 39 carries. So
congratulations.
That is a night's work. Congratulations to Cameron Moore for being selected as the player of the week. A couple other people that had some big games. Nick Rollo from Cold Springs, he had 274 yards and four touchdowns. B.J. Smalls, again, from Hansville. It's every week. You know, he's putting up good numbers. He carried the ball for 122 yards. You know, they lost to J.B. Pennington, but a great night for him. Carson Freeman from Cullman, he caught a pair of touchdown passes from Fletcher Jennings. So congratulations to those guys. Again, some good individual performances out there. And best of luck to all those teams this coming week as they, you know, prepare. I think it may be, I'm not sure, I'll check later if it's region play again. This was region play that we just completed last week.
I think so. I read where all but maybe one, two teams at the most will be out of region this week. They'll take a week off.
Okay, this is not region play then. Okay, this is
I think I read that on Coleman Sense or somewhere. Coleman don't have sense.
Yes,
or something,
so. Well, there you have it. So, all the high school games this week will be non-region. Not that they're not important, but these games don't directly, they may indirectly affect someone making the regional playoffs, but they don't directly affect it. So, you know, hope all of our teams, all our county teams, can pick up W's next week. So, right, quite a few wins this past week.
Got about a minute before we go to break, Ronnie. I want to say a special thank you to People's Bank. Once again, have joined up with us this year.
Absolutely.
Renewed as sponsors, and a huge thank you to People's Bank for making this show possible, as well as many things here at 95.5.
And many things at our home possible as well.
Right. And many things in the county. I mean, just
absolutely.
You look everywhere, People's Bank is involved in it
when
it comes to local people, local athletics.
Absolutely.
You name it.
I remember several years ago, I know we got to go to a break, but several years ago, before I retired, if you had an account with People's Bank, you could get into all of the basketball games for the season free. All you did was sign in, and People's Bank covered your costs. They wrote the checks back to the schools. So, you know, they didn't have to do that. I mean, I know that was several years ago, but that was also several thousand dollars that they paid back to the school. So a huge thanks to People's Bank.
Right, and we're glad to have them as a partner. 425, the music's playing. If you want to give us a call, Jay is back in operation now. The number 256-737-9505. When we come back, we'll be giving away some golf, so stay with us. And the only catch is you have to answer one trivia question, and you can't have won in the last 30 days.
All right.
95.5 Sports Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Can't no wind battle me, that's a sin. I won't tell my slack up. Don't give it a back up. Try and play the role, and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump
behalf of Chris Branham for School Board Place 2, thank you for your vote and support in the general election. But we remind you, Chris Branham needs your vote again in the runoff October 4th. As a lifelong resident and business owner in Cullman, Chris Branham believes you lead by example. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, and Chris Branham wants to serve on our school board to continue the progress of our schools and set an example for our students of giving back to our community. From kindergarten to graduating from Cullman High School to Wallace State to opening his own small business and coaching local youth sports, Chris Branham believes in giving back to our community that gives so much to us. Voting is one of the most important rights we have as Americans, and Chris Branham needs your vote October 4th. Chris Branham for School Board Place 2.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm Chris Branham, and I ask for your vote October 4th.
Paid for by Chris Branham, 1603 Woodland Street Northwest, Cullman, Alabama, 35055.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Cullman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Cullman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Cullman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Hey, Cullman. Live 95 is proud to announce we are teaming up with the Cullman Lions Club again this year to bring back the Live 95 Battle of the Bands series. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. Join Live 95 and the Cullman Lions Club at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Cullman County Fair on Saturday, October 1st. And as usual with our Battle of the Bands event, the whole thing will be broadcast live right here on Live 95. Why do you think we call it Live 95? We invite any local bands to participate. We don't care if you're a solo acoustic performer or one of Cullman's best-known bands. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com or send us a message on our Facebook page to get booked. There is limited availability, so set times will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll offer each band a chance to get local airtime on Live 95 just for participating, and we'll be recording the whole thing back at the studio to re-air live cuts from the event during Live 95's regular playlist rotation. Your band could be on Live 95. Get signed up today and stay tuned for more information on the Live 95 Battle of the Band series, sponsored by the Cullman County Lions Club at the Cullman County Fair. Live in the entertainment tent on Saturday, October 1st. In the meantime, tune into Live 95 on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. to hear previous performances from the Battle of the Band series. We'll do one set a week leading up to the event. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Cullman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Thirty back with you, Sports Talk Live Tuesday afternoon, and we've been talking about everything football, from local high school action into the college, the pro, the NFL scene. Haven't got into that yet, but we'll touch on it before we get off the air today. Again, if you are wanting to call, I tried to call earlier, the number 256-737-9505. We'll go ahead and throw this out. If you want to play golf, free, that's cart and your green fee. Be the first one to call us, answer a simple trivia question. And when I say simple, I am talking simple. If you can't answer it, you don't need to be playing golf. We're talking, I'll go ahead and give you the question. Tell me who defeated Auburn this past Saturday. Who was Auburn's last loss to? Call and answer that question, 256-737-9505, and you'll be the winner of a round of golf, including cart and green fee. Talking about Gus Malzahn, as Ronnie has stepped out for the moment, we'll go through a few stats. And Collins, tell us what you think about Gus. What is the outlook for Gus Malzahn? Will he have a home at Auburn after this season, or will Gus be moving on to an offensive coordinator position somewhere else? 2013, his first year at Auburn, we all know the results, 12-2, 7-1 in conference. Went to the BCS National Championship game, and as we know there too, defeated by Florida State in the last 2 minutes of the game.
So many people don't want to give him credit for that, though. You know, the coach before him recruited all those people, and he just came into, you know, a right. windfall season.
And he did come into good players, but somebody still had to take him there. Chizik had been there. I don't think they make it to the national championship game. But
yeah, true.
Another story for another day. We can argue about that one all day long. 7-1 in the conference, SEC champions. So a great year in 2013 for the Auburn Tigers, Gus Malzahn's first year as head coach. In 2014, things begin to slide slightly. Auburn 8-5, and here's the killer. 4-4 in the conference. They went on to lose in the Outback Bowl. So 8-5 for 2014. 2015, Auburn drops once again to 7-6. Here is the killer again. 2-6 in the conference. They won the Birmingham Bowl. I know we all, as Auburn fans, took heat from the Alabama fans for playing in the Birmingham Bowl, but at the time, I guess we were proud just to be playing in a bowl game. Are we seeing a trend yet? 2016, Auburn has started the season 1-2, 0-1 in the conference. So a few notes to take from this. That you can think about. Auburn has not beat an SEC team at home since installing the Jumbotron. They have had the Jumbotron since the first of last year. They have not beat an SEC team at home since installing the Jumbotron. Auburn has lost 6 straight SEC home games. The last SEC home win was October the 25th, 2014. They defeated South Carolina 42-35. The last time Auburn went through a streak of 6 SEC losing, or 6 SEC losses was 98-99. Terry Bowden was fired and Bill Oliver took over as head coach. Auburn is also on a 7 game losing streak when it comes to Power 5 teams. And when we say Power 5 teams, we're talking about teams that plays in one of the 5 power conferences. Auburn has lost 7 straight home games to Power 5 teams. Auburn has lost 9 of 11 last conference games. Their last 11 conference games, they have lost 9 of them. So only 2 wins out of the last 11 outings for Auburn in the SEC. Gus Malzahn, overall record as a head coach, 37-18. His record at Auburn, 28-15 in the SEC, 13-12. So not a lot of bragging rights there for Gus Malzahn. And as we said earlier, the thing about it, keep in mind, Gus Malzahn has an $8.95 million buyout. So Auburn already paying Gene Chizik. Will they step out on a limb at the end of this season if things don't improve and say, sorry, Gus, it's been fun, but we have to make other arrangements as head coach? Or will they swallow their pride and keep Gus as the head coach and save $9 million? I think they save the $9 million and keep Gus. What are they saying nationally about Auburn? Looking through and as we say, anytime a coach makes the national news this early in the season, it's not good news. Fox Sports says firing Gus Malzahn may not be the right answer at this time. ESPN, if the Tigers fall to 1-3, there will undoubtedly be endless discussion about Malzahn's future. Saban Nation, Gus Malzahn soars to the top of the SEC West hot seat rankings. The Dallas Morning News, the world isn't completely crumbling for Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn, or at least not yet. USA Today says Gus Malzahn is on his way to becoming the first big-name coach to be fired this season. USA Today, question of the day, does Auburn get 5 wins? And to round it out, final one, CBS says Gus Malzahn will be the American Athletic Conference Coach of the Year in 2019, guaranteed.
So, I got some bumper music for you right here. It's called Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. I think that's a little late, Jay. I turned the ball game off Saturday night.
I did too, and actually caught myself going back to it 2 or 3 times and turning it off again.
Yeah, there was no need to watch it. Sad time to be an Auburn fan, but we know things go in cycles, so it'll turn back around. And whether it will under Gus, I don't know. That is yet to be determined.
What changes if, by some minor miracle, Auburn is victorious this weekend?
I think it changes big time. One thing, Auburn gets the home losing streak off their back.
That's true.
They get the Power 5 losing streak off. They get so many monkeys off their back. But write this down, Jay. This is almost a promise. The loser this weekend, well, I'm not going to say that because of Gus's buyout. If LSU loses, Les Miles will be gone at the end of this season. And the only thing saving Gus is the buyout. Gus would be gone if not for the $8.95 million buyout.
I could buy into that. Let me get this real quick.
All right, grab that phone. I bet I know who it is, and we'll talk a little Florida State more than likely. So. Again, the buyout for Gus, $8.95 million, which Auburn brilliantly increased his contract by a year.
We'll skip the break because this is Jeffrey.
So okay.
Y'all go ahead and talk, and then we'll go to break here in about, I don't know, 5 minutes or so.
All right, we'll let Jeffrey tell us about Florida State. Jeffrey, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't know if you would call today. What happened?
Field,
I'm telling you. And the bad thing, Jeffrey, my money was on Florida State.
I don't know. It's like they walked in there just expecting to win, and by the time they realized that they wasn't just going to hand them a win, they were down 3 touchdowns, and it just got ugly from there.
Yeah. You know, everybody knows Louisville is not that much better than Florida State. It's one of those games that just got away from them. They play again today. You know, Florida State may even win the game, but if not, it's sure not the deficit. What was the final score? 63-20. So, give me Florida State and 43 anytime.
Yeah, really. Exactly. I mean, that's the worst ACC loss they've ever had. That's the most points scored in an ACC game against them ever. So, I mean,
yeah,
I knew Louisville would play them close. I didn't think we'd get drug up and down the field like that. But, I mean, you know, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
Better team won.
Hey, I've been there with Auburn. I remember Texas A&M beating Auburn pretty much the same fashion. And it's one of those games, it's like a wreck. You know, you don't want to look, but you have to just watch and see how bad it gets. So.
Well, I will say this. I don't know if y'all watched the game or not, but.
Yeah, I watched most of it.
Lamar Jackson is as good as advertised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is the real deal.
I heard a guy talking today that he gets a coach's tape, and he goes over every game and said he went over Florida State's game this morning and said he would slow it down in slow motion because it's a coach's tape, so it's recorded different where they can do it slow motion so they can pick up play-by-play or move-by-move, step-by-step. And he said in that tape that it even looked like Lamar Jackson was still at full speed when he was watching it in slow motion.
No, me. Yeah, he.
That was good.
How many yards?
That part?
Do you know his stats? I hadn't looked them up.
No.
Man, he had to be off the charts for Saturday.
I think he had like 400 something yards total.
I don't know, Jeffrey. It was way up there. I mean, he is, like you said, he is so quick and making moves that just made Florida State look like they had never seen anything like it. So.
I tell you what I was more impressed with about, I mean, knew the guy was good. I didn't think he was that good, you know, because he hadn't really played anybody up till then. I knew he was good, but I didn't think he was that good. What impressed me the most out of Louisville was their defense.
Yeah.
Their defense was impressive.
You know, and the thing I kept thinking about, Jeffrey, here Auburn sits with basically no quarterback. They're putting a warm body at the position. But they did not even recruit Lamar Jackson.
They didn't recruit Lamar. They didn't, which I don't know, he didn't look good this weekend, but I think he's still better than what's down to Plains. They didn't recruit DeAndre Francois. They didn't recruit him. They didn't recruit, who else was it? Somebody else they didn't recruit. Somebody was telling me about.
So how,
I don't get that.
I mean, yeah, I don't either. How do they miss it that bad? They let these, seems like consistently, and I'll throw Alabama even in on the mix. Alabama and Auburn letting these quarterbacks get away to the likes of Florida State, Phillip Rivers to North Carolina State, Lamar Jackson to Louisville. You know, you can see some slipping through the cracks, but it is on a consistent basis. We lose the best quarterbacks.
Like I said, I don't get it. I kind of understand it with Alabama because they've never really had an offensive coordinator at Alabama under Nick Saban that was about the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's not taking a shot at Alabama. It's just that's, their norm's been let's run the ball down your throat, then our defense is going to stop you.
Right.
Now they've actually got an offensive coordinator that will actually, you know, get the quarterback involved.
Yeah, and so. You would think with Kiffin as the offensive coordinator, both Auburn and Alabama would be looking at quarterbacks such as Lamar Jackson. And I mean, we're just talking about, Ronnie, step back in now, Jeffrey, how, and I threw Alabama in the mix, how Auburn and Alabama both consistently let good quarterbacks slip out to the likes of Florida State, North Carolina State, you name it, Louisville.
Yeah.
How does that continue to happen?
I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, you know, they're supposed to, you know, Alabama and they may have two or three good ones right now and supposed to have a great one coming from Hawaii, but, you know, the last few years it's been one and done, you know, for their quarterbacks. They can't get anybody there as an underclassman that can seem to win the job and keep it for a while. I don't understand it either.
Well, my point about Alabama was, and then like I told Jason, I said, this is not a shot at Alabama. They've never really had the offense that is focused on the quarterback. They were more of a run it down your throat. Every now and then we'll get a little play action pass, hit you over the top.
That's exactly right.
And so they've never really focused on the quarterback. So I can understand them getting away from Alabama. What I can't understand them is getting away from what's supposed to be a high powered offense at Auburn. You know,
And then
Alabama hires Kiffin, and that whole offensive philosophy changed. Now quarterbacks won't come to Alabama.
Right. And I don't disagree with anything right there you said, Jeffrey. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. Alabama in the past could take a mediocre, decent quarterback and, you know, win with them and potentially, you know, even win a national championship or compete for one. So.
Exactly.
But, you know, they haven't had the, you know, the Nick Marshalls and the Cam Newtons and the kid from Louisville and some other places. I mean, they've never had that quality of a quarterback, but I think you're exactly right. They haven't needed that either.
Right, exactly. Now with Kiffin, they're wanting to run this up tempo style offense, and where the quarterback's going to throw the ball a little bit more. And now you're starting to see quarterbacks just wanting to come to Alabama.
That's right.
But like I said, I don't get the Auburn deal. They've always been a high powered offense.
Jeffrey, a question for both of you: the early line, and the game's not even set, but they do these lines. If the game doesn't take place, your money is refunded. If there is an Alabama-Louisville matchup, the line right now is Alabama -9.5.
Well, that's a lot of points.
Yeah, what would you play on that? I'm all over Louisville.
I don't think Louisville wins. I'm sorry, Jeffrey, for cutting you off. I don't think Louisville wins the game because, number one, I don't think they're going to play like that twice in a season the way they did against Florida State, and Florida State probably had a lot to do with how Louisville played well. Florida State probably, you know, they probably stunk it up. I mean, that's pretty obvious. So
can I defer my answer till after the Clemson game in Death Valley?
I think Alabama would beat them by, you know, cover that spread? Probably not. Alabama hasn't been covering the spreads, you know, the last few weeks anyway. So I don't think they cover the spread. I think they beat Louisville. There's something said for being there and done that year after year after year. I mean, right. And so I don't think Louisville beats Alabama, no.
Well, this is what I compare it to. I think Louisville is better than Ole Miss.
Yeah, I
agree. Agree.
And you saw the problems that Alabama had with Ole Miss this weekend.
That's right.
Which, if you're in an Ole Miss camp, you've got to be worried. They gave up 22 and a 21-point lead in the first half.
That's right.
You've got to be worried about that. But I believe Louisville could run Ole Miss off the football field. Now, the only reason that Ole Miss played Alabama as good as they did is because it became kind of a rivalry.
It has.
And so, I don't know. I still think Alabama would beat Louisville. I don't think they'd cover, though.
I'm with you. And again, you know, who was it a bigger game for? You know, yeah, coaches try to say, you know, or Saban, they all do it. Hey, this is the next one. This is the most important game of the season, the next one coming. You know, kids hear that, but you think those Florida State kids were as keyed up for that game as Louisville was? No. Absolutely not.
No. Oh, no, no. Because, see, not everybody knew this. I think they announced it a couple times on the bank. Louisville joined the ACC in 2013.
That's right.
And every year that they've been in the ACC against the Florida State game, they have been leading at the start of the fourth quarter and lost the game.
Right.
So that's a lot of emotion built up. You know, that's more motivation than anything right there, is to finish the game.
I agree. And, you know, here's my other thought on Louisville. I'll have a lot more. I wouldn't say I don't have positive feelings for Louisville. They handed it to Florida State. You got to give them credit. The important thing is, what do they do in the weeks to come?
Right.
Because anybody at any given time can beat anybody. But can you sustain that week after week after week after week? And I don't think they have the lead in their pencil to do that.
And it's a different story. It's a different story when you're 13 or 14 and you're winning games. You don't have that target on your back. But when you're a top three team, all of a sudden you've got a target on that back, and everybody wants to be the team that knocks that team out of any kind of playoffs. Anyway,
absolutely right. You know, if a team that's not supposed to beat Alabama can come in and beat them, they, you know, and I know this probably rubs people the wrong way. I don't think it would, Jason. They've just made their season if they can knock them off.
No, right, yeah, I don't care to tell you. If Auburn, you know, beats Alabama, that's made my season.
That's right.
I'm happy.
The season has been made, and that's where I think you have to give so much credit to Alabama, whether you like Alabama or whether you don't. You got to give those guys, those kids, and those players and coaches credit that week after week they're getting everybody's best shot, and they still just stay the course. They don't get too emotional, and they find a way to win.
Yeah, you're right. The two things in the next coming week is going to prove something about each team. Number one, how Louisville handled being favored. How Louisville, so not now everybody's saying, oh, let's hand down Louisville, best team in ACC. So how are they going to handle that favoritism?
Right.
You know, being favored. The other thing is if you're Florida State, and like I said, you just got drug up and down the field by your bootstraps.
Yeah.
How are you going to bounce back?
That's
right. Are
you
going to come out and lay down, or are you going to come back and try to play ball?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, Florida State only a 6-point favorite over South Florida this weekend.
Oh, good grief.
South Florida is actually a better team than everybody thinks they are.
They're still South Florida, though, Jeffrey. We're a directional school.
Here's the thing. Everybody seems to forget this. How much D1 talent is in the state of Florida?
Oh, you're right.
Okay. The South Florida guys and the Central Florida guys are usually snuffed by the Miami, the Florida, and the Florida State.
Hey, Jeffrey, the music's playing.
You got it.
So you know what that means. It's bill paying time.
Pay some bills.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Give us a call back, and we'll talk a little more Florida State.
See you, Jeffrey.
Thanks. All right, 450 Sports Talk Live. We'll be right back again. We've got golf to give away. Give us a call, 737-9505. We'll be right back.
Have you got car trouble? Then you need to visit Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service that you can trust, and all at a fair price. Foreign or domestic vehicles, car, trucks, SUVs, or fleet vehicles, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. If you have a Wall Estate ID or you work at Wall Estate, you even qualify for 10% off pre-tax parts and labor. This month, Joe and his team at Hansville Auto are offering the following. Free basic check engine light scanning, 30% off pre-buy inspections, or 50% off a 5-quart conventional oil change as long as you visit them on Wednesday. Also, approximately 35% off air conditioning machine services. The shop offers free Wi-Fi while you wait, or get this, even a pickup and drop-off service. With over 30 years of experience, they're online at HASVC.com. That's HASVC.com. Or you can find them on Facebook by searching for Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service has you covered. For any questions, you can give them a call at 352-AUTO.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger, or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve
you. What do you see when you watch our students receive their diplomas? Susan Houck sees future leaders and skilled workers. Susan Houck agrees our educational system is second to none in college readiness. But Susan also knows 32% of students do not continue on to college, according to the recent numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it is our job to make sure those students are also career ready. Susan Houck believes rather than just ask our industries for adopt-a-school money, we should be asking what we can do to help our industrial workforce, such as career or industry days at our schools. When was the last time a Coleman student group toured one of our local industries? It is also time to take a look at maximizing the space we currently have instead of just raising taxes to expand and build. Susan Houck has new ideas to continue to move Coleman City Schools forward, but she needs your vote in the October 4th runoff. Susan Houck for School Board Place 2, October 4th. Paid for by Susan Houck, 1474 Orchard Drive Northeast, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo! It's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Four number 55455. The number 7379505. And we've been talking Alabama, Auburn, the local scene. One note we want to tell everybody, we'll be cutting out of here at 5:30 today. Some business to take care of, so we'll be quitting early.
That's
right. We won't get the time and a half.
No, we won't get that. But, Jason, we were just talking. I know I missed some of the segments a while ago. I had to step out. But we were talking in here about just, I hate to say this, just how bad to a degree it is for Auburn once you look at it from a statistic standpoint. Correct me if I'm wrong. We were just talking about in their last seven games, Auburn's last seven games against the Power Conference, they are 0-7. Have you already gone over this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got all that, but that's all right. I don't mind talking about it.
No.
Hey, here Auburn is since the national championship game, Auburn is 16-13 overall. They are 6-11 in the SEC since the national championship game.
So it has gone.
You talk about hitting a top of a mountain and.
There was nothing on but a bluff on the other side.
Like one of the Roadrunner cartoons.
Like Hoover Dam, isn't it? Just straight off of there. So, wow. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Hey, Jason, did you happen to see any of the Florida-Ohio game? Did you see when the Del Rio, who is the quarterback at Florida, got cheap-shotted there knees?
I didn't see this. Is that what hurt him?
Yeah. Kid came around from Ohio, came around the edge there and went straight for his knees.
Mm.
And he will not be playing this week against Tennessee. Jim McElwain comes out on the field, comes out to about midfield, and he starts hollering at the Ohio sidelines. So it got nasty there, and a few plays later, there were kids tossed out of the game. So, and of course, it could have gotten a lot worse. But
Where does that come from? If it's Florida State, Florida, maybe.
Ohio?
We're not talking Ohio State either.
No.
Ohio.
That's right. So, but boy, he did. He went in low, right in his knees with his helmet and shoulder pad, and just clipped him. So hopefully he will be okay. But he's certainly going to be out this week. Not able to play. I didn't know if you saw that or not.
Couldn't be much of a worse week for him to be out for Florida at this point.
Absolutely. They're certainly their biggest game of the season so far. Florida has to travel, I believe, to Knoxville, playing Tennessee. Tennessee, that's a club that, a lot of people picked they were going to win the East, and not only the East, but they had them picked to win the SEC. I think Dan even has them picked to be in the playoff, 14 playoff. And right now, you're just scratching your head at them because two of the three games they've played, they have been less than impressive. They just barely beat App State. Should not have beaten App State. If App State had have made their extra point, they would have never gone into overtime. So they would have lost to App State the first game. This past week, they were none too impressive again in a win. So you just who knows about Tennessee, but it's tough for Florida that they're going to be without their starting quarterback. So,
Ronnie, do you think both coaches and I? Let me rephrase that. Both coaches. I'm just going to say I'm not going to ask the question. I'm just going to say both coaches, Gus Malzahn, Les Miles, are smart enough to know that this weekend's game between Auburn and LSU has a lot of beans riding.
Oh, it absolutely does. For them, as silly as this sounds, is this the biggest game for Gus Malzahn in his time at Auburn?
It could
now,
be.
And of course, granted, you have to throw in a national championship game there. You got to give the guy credit for. But maybe other than that, I don't think it's any question this is the most important game of Gus's career.
I was hearing on the radio, there is people talking as far as Les Miles, Auburn in the position they're in, if they beat LSU, wondering if Les Miles even finishes the season.
Yeah.
So,
I think it would be more than 50-50 if Auburn beats LSU, Les Miles will not finish the season as the head coach.
I don't know, Ronnie. Auburn fans might beat Gus. I'm not sure.
you have a point. Now, they might get an intramural team out there that may have a better chance. But
Yeah, it'll be bad for Les Miles.
It sure will. I don't see it happening.
And we are all, of course, we talked about the buyout, the Gus Malzahn buyout, and it's real easy to say, let's fire Gus and hire somebody. Well, who are we going to hire?
You're right.
Who is out there that would be willing to come to Auburn?
How much can you pay them?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be paying Gus $8.95 million, you're paying Chizik. So
you paid out $15 million.
You may have to give him food stamps.
And guys, you've let go. You know how much money? The pot is not a bottomless pit.
No.
I mean,
and there's no telling who else they're paying that we don't know about.
Yeah, that's right.
As far as assistants and.
That's right.
They may still be paying Terry Bowden for all we know.
Well, that's a name from the past, isn't it? So, you know, who knows? They're in a mess. There is no question. They are in an absolute mess. So, hey, Jason, the music is playing again. It is 5:01. Again, we're going to have to leave out of here today right at 5:30, maybe just a couple minutes earlier. Again, we have golf to give away. If someone wants a free round of golf at Cross Creek, that includes the cart and the green fee. Give us a call, 737-9505. Stay with us. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center.
Choose the side salad over the fries. Park at the back of the lot on purpose. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional, we offer so many. Childbirth education classes, rehab programs, free screenings. Most of our wellness programs are totally free. Our full list of programs and doctors is available online today at ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Clown sightings reported across our state, prompting lockdowns at some schools. In Brighton, two teens claim someone in a clown outfit chased them. Birmingham schools say they're aware of social media posts about clowns and threats and have contacted police and are monitoring the situation. A 16-year-old arrested for making clown threats on Facebook in Anniston. The teen calling himself Billy the Clown, threatening Sachs Middle School, now charged with making a terroristic threat. That's a felony. And a 14-year-old Gadsden City High School student admitted to posting a threat of a clown coming to Rainbow City Middle School. Plus, police say charges are pending in West Blockton after a teen wearing a clown mask jumped in front of a car. Tragedy for a family in Pleasant Grove. After having to go to the hospital overnight for a medical emergency, they returned to their home on 14th Street to find it burned to the ground. Kmart shuttering 64 stores across the U.S., two located in Alabama in Coleman and Gardendale. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. A leak in a major pipeline in Shelby County, now repaired. Gasoline should soon start flowing again across the southeast and into the mid-Atlantic, according to Colonial Pipeline. They say they've tested a bypass around the leak site. If all goes well, the line should reopen tomorrow. Fuel delivery could return to normal levels within days. Price at the pump going up due to the leak. Week two of jury selection in the murder trial of Tuscaloosa native Justin Ross Harris on trial in Brunswick, Georgia, for the death of his 22-month-old son, who he is accused of leaving in a hot SUV to die. The final jury pool now at 36 people. Jury selection expected to run through Friday. Opening statements expected October 3rd. In North Alabama, a complaint filed against Florence Mayor Mickey Haddock and four members of the city council. That complaint filed with the Alabama Ethics Commission by a Florence resident, Andrew Sorrell. This over the sale of fireworks. Sorrell says Haddock and the council made a fireworks monopoly out of TNT fireworks in an ordinance passed earlier this year. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN.
Stay comfortable.
In sports, former Alabama football player facing a mail theft charge. Authorities say Terrell Chatman of Birmingham stole gift cards out of the mail. He's a postal employee, was an offensive lineman for the Tide from 1987 to 1990. Bryant-Denny Stadium selected as one of the best college football stadiums in the nation. According to USA Today, the home of the Crimson Tide football team, one of the most intimidating venues in all of college football. They rank Bryant-Denny as number 3 on their list, giving it a perfect score of 10 out of 10 for atmosphere, design, history, and its capacity of more than 100,000. LSU and Texas A&M stadiums ranking number 1 and 2 respectively. The Crimson Tide opened their season September 3rd against the USC Trojans at AT&T Stadium in Texas. First home game at Bryant-Denny September 10th against Western Kentucky. And the Alabama Red Cross teams up with Talladega Super Speedway for the 10th annual Laps for Life, Thursday, September 1st from noon to 6. Anyone who donates blood gets all kinds of prizes, including a ride around the track. Angie Norvell, ARN Sports.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
All right, 506 and some strange music playing.
That's right. That's Jay for you.
Hey, Randy, we've got Adam on the line calling from McGriff. Adam, are you calling winning some golf today?
Yes, sir. I'm hoping to.
Hey, I believe you can do it. Have you have you already heard the question, or do we need to give it out again?
Yeah, you'll have to give it out again.
This is a tough one, Adam, so hold on now. Who did Auburn lose to this past Saturday?
Oh, just, being an Alabama fan.
Yeah. That's it.
Roll Tide, Adam. Roll Tide, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
We'll even let Alabama fans play golf. So, Ronnie can tell you all about it, and I'll be putting your name on it, and you get with Jay and leave the details of how to get it to you. So.
Yeah, stay on the line. I'll pick up again.
That's exactly right. Hey, Adam, this is a free round of golf. It includes green fee and the cart down at Cross Creek. Anytime you want to play, I don't think it specifies whether it's during the week or on a weekend, but hey, it's a free round of golf. That's worth about $30 down there.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You got it, Adam. Thanks, buddy. Hang on the line and let Jay get your info.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, another happy golfer.
Another happy golfer.
One more down.
I wonder if he'll be happy after the round of golf's over. But hey, if it's free.
That's
so
right.
What if you play bad?
That's right. You can't lose on that.
No, you can't lose on it.
Unless you're Gus Malzahn.
there you go. So, Hey, Jason, that's probably Eddie. Hey, we got about 3 weeks. We're into the season here. The top three, and I know that's – I'm sure it's Eddie, but let me give you the top three candidates right now, our young men that are leading the way for the potential Heisman at the end of the season. The first one is certainly Lamar Jackson, quarterback from Louisville. Christian McCaffrey, he's a running back at Stanford, and JT Barrett, who is a quarterback at Ohio State. Those three are the three leaders right now.
And probably leading by a long shot.
Yeah, substantial, pretty much a substantial margin. So, Leonard Fournette is not even listed in the top 10. So
he has fell off that mountain, too.
It has not gone well for him.
No. All right, Eddie, welcome back to Sports Talk Live. It's been a while.
Yeah. Bo Scarborough.
Bo Scarborough. For
yeah.
I think he's number four. Scarborough.
He's probably number four in the order of running backs that Alabama's going to get playing time if he keeps fumbling.
He couldn't be. Could you imagine that last drive?
Absolutely.
The only good thing I had going for me the first half, Ronnie, is I was watching the GSU game, and it was a good one, so I didn't see
I
caught the second half.
Fantastic. Hey, Eddie, what do you think? What's your thoughts about Alabama-Ole Miss game?
I saw Mark Ingram tweet something. He must have landed and said, what happened? And I don't remember who it was. Suspect said, lane sweeping right, lane is sweeping left. What can you say? The guy, he's a good offensive coach, but sometimes he just confuses the heck out of me when he gets his mindset. But he always seems to make the right adjustments in the second half, and it looked like we tried to play a little bit of Alabama football in the second half and a little more pounding.
I agree. Let me ask you, what's your take on the defensive side of the ball? I think Bama gave up about, if not over, 500 yards of offense to actually, it's 522 yards of offense that they gave up to Ole Miss.
Yeah. One was busted assignment.
Correct.
Give credit to Ole Miss. Their players just going up getting the ball. And when you beat Huffer, you beat a pretty good cornerback.
Right.
He got beat all night going up in the air. And I think Kelly is he may not be as good as Auburn's three quarterbacks combined, But I do feel he is the best quarterback in the SEC.
I don't disagree with you there. I mean, he made some outstanding throws. But, you know, and he made some throws that you or I could have made because there was some more than one absolutely blown coverage, and we would have thrown a touchdown pass on those.
I know, especially that one. I still haven't heard what happened, but it was which, of course, happened 2 weeks before, you know, in our favor.
Exactly.
A busted coverage like that against USC.
That's right.
But, so it's going to be an interesting year. I don't think Alabama, you probably agree, not as good as everybody thinks we are.
No.
I think that little kid's going to learn, the quarterback. I think he's doing a nice job, but I'm afraid he's going to get hurt, though.
Right.
I mean, he's taking some punishment. He's not Cam Newton, but he's a strong kid.
Absolutely. I tell you, any kid that has impressed me has been, you know, Damian Harris. I mean, I know he was highly recruited. I think he was the number two back in the country last year out of Kentucky. But that kid has impressed me.
And I know, but, you know, we're kind of like Auburn was. We anointed Bo Scarborough the Derrick Henry Award.
Exactly.
Before the season started, you know, he was coming in being the Heisman, so we weren't expecting anything out of Harris, and he's really he's run the ball well. He really has.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, let me ask you this, and I don't mean to throw anybody under the bus. Do you think Kirby Smart being gone is playing a larger effect on the defense than people may have, you know, initially thought it might?
I don't know, Ronnie. I think it's still too early to tell. That defense has played pretty darn good besides, you know, this game. And they ran into a good offense, just gave up some big plays. So, we got a long way to go. I mean, if you look at Kirby's defense in the national championship game, they gave up 40 against Clemson.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's still early in the season to figure that out. We would have thought going into that game, if we'd have scored 40-something points, we'd have beat Clemson by 25-30.
Right.
You know, and they just kept scoring it. Some offenses just have it, and Ole Miss seems to have Alabama's number. And say what you want, Kelly is one heck of a quarterback. They played pretty well the second half, though, I thought.
I agree. Hey, did you see any of the Florida State-Louisville game?
No, I did not. I did text Solis today and asked him what happened. I was like, my goodness, son, did something happen? You know, he just said, you know, you're talking about three Heisman Trophy winners. We've got one and one, unless he just falls off the face of the earth. This kid's incredible.
Right.
That quarterback from Louisville is just unbelievable right now. But, you know, he got some big games on the road coming up, but right now he's far and away. Got to be leading the Heisman.
That's just what we were talking about just before you called in. Eddie, that it was he's number one, McCaffrey number two, and JT Barrett is number three. That's kind of the order they're in right now.
And I would say there's a big gap right now between one and two would be my guess.
You're exactly right again.
At this point in time.
Exactly.
At this point in time. And I had to give Jason a little bit of a hard time today, Ronnie. I saw some Auburn tickets on Groupon. And I'm like, man, they are giving up early. They cut the tickets in half and sell them on Groupon. You know, I mean, that was pretty bad, I thought. And Jason disagrees with me, even though I told him last year that this be Gus last year, but I guess the buy is going to be too much to get rid of.
If you want to go 100 on that, Eddie, I'll be glad to take your money.
No, you'd want me to take your money. That's your only issue. I was telling Jason, I don't think Auburn's that bad. I mean, Texas A&M's a top 10 team now.
There are good clubs.
Clemson. You got two quality. You got two. You know, I hate moral victories, but you got two quality losses in there.
But Eddie, their defense. I mean, their offense is drawing flies.
We were texting earlier. If he don't have a quarterback, he doesn't have an offense. He's a high school offensive coach.
That's right.
He's got him a good defensive coordinator. I mean, I'm not saying he's a great defense coordinator. I think Steele's a good defense coordinator, but he's got a lot of talent over there. And
the defense is looking good, but offensively, boy, it's bad.
Well, Gus just—I mean, like somebody. What did you see that thing they put the twister board? That's, you know, but Gus would just sit low in his playbook, he'd spin the dial, and whichever color it landed on, that's what quarterback he was playing.
Yeah.
You know, that's you know, that was, so this is Auburn's offense right now that he's just spinning up. I thought he got his act together. You know, even though it was Arkansas State, I figured he'd at least settle on one quarterback. He just can't make himself do it.
Right.
But Jason said earlier, Ronnie, that which one you settling on? I don't know. I didn't watch much of the Auburn game, but is it White Jason the best player, or is he not? Is that the junior college transfer the best player?
Eddie, I don't see how we start somebody that couldn't start at a community college. I mean, I think White is the best quarterback. But, as bad as it is, I think he's the best. Yeah.
But now, Eddie, I will say this. The Franklin kid, he can fly. I mean, he has got a set of wheels, and he can run. Now, and Stan White, or not Stan White, but Sean White doesn't have that ability that he has to run the football. Problem is, he can't throw it.
Well, if you look at Gus's offense, and no offense, it's a gimmick offense. And, you know, Nick Marshall, however bad Jay stayed to watch him throw the football, that kid was a magician with all of his fakes and reads. I mean, I've never seen anybody like him. I mean, he's good enough to start in the NFL a different position or playing NFL.
Absolutely.
He's that good of an athlete.
Eddie, you want to hold through the break?
We were gonna keep going, Eddie.
Okay, we'll hold on.
All right, 5:16, wrapping it up at 5:30, so stay with us. 737-9505. We'll be right back.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. On behalf of Chris Branham for School Board Place 2, thank you for your vote and support in the general election. But we remind you, Chris Branham needs your vote again in the runoff October 4th. As a lifelong resident and business owner in Coleman, Chris Branham believes you lead by example. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, and Chris Branham wants to serve on our school board to continue the progress of our schools and set an example for our students of giving back to our community. From kindergarten to graduating from Coleman High School to Wallace State to opening his own small business and coaching local youth sports, Chris Branham believes in giving back to our community that gives so much to us. Voting is one of the most important rights we have as Americans, and Chris Branham needs your vote October 4th. Chris Branham for School Board Place 2.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm Chris Branham, and I ask for your vote October 4th.
Paid for by Chris Branham, 1603 Woodland Street Northwest, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
Five 519. I think Ronnie was removing his headphone.
Squeal.
He was done.
That's what they actually call music.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where they get that. That was not something I did. That's in the song.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I
thought something was wrong.
He was taking that headset off.
Oh, man. Hey, Eddie, how many, you know, I know we probably mentioned this before. Realistically, and all in sincerity and honesty, and Jason and I was talking about it earlier about, you know, Auburn and the number of wins. If you were to glance through their schedule, and I know you don't have it in front of you, but how many wins legitimately are they capable of getting?
Eight.
Wow, if they get eight, I'll be tickled to death.
I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't get one this Saturday.
Yeah, that won't shock me. I don't think LSU's all they've been cracked up.
I agree.
I don't either.
And I don't think Fournette runs over Auburn like he did last year.
So. I don't either.
Nope, I wouldn't be shocked. And this kid, you know, he couldn't play. He wasn't any good in Purdue. I mean, nothing just my GSU game, guys, but we're on a different level with this LSU. And they almost let Mississippi State, which we don't think's really good,
right,
come back and almost beat them. So it would not surprise me a bit to see Auburn beat LSU Saturday.
You know, would that not be a huge, you know, steroid shot for them and their program and their coaches if they can beat LSU? I mean, you know, it may only take that one win for them to, you know, to reel off several.
Well, here's what I think. Auburn's season is going to go one way or the other this Saturday. If they lose, that seat's going to get so hot on the bus. They've already started one website for the guy in Huntsville or something that's trying to raise $9 million for Gus's buy. I mean, I'm not kidding. I read that earlier today. They started a website and, you know, and then it's just, I don't know if those kids, I'm just afraid they'll be so down. I don't know if they'll turn the corner to get to the eight wins. So I think if they lose again, and it just blows my mind that they've not won a home game since, what, October 15, 2014.
Yeah,
it looks like they would accidentally win one in that length of time.
Yeah, there'd be somebody in the SEC in that period of time.
Right. Well, you know, Jason mentioned earlier, against their last seven games against Power 5 Conference, they're 0-7.
Yeah. Well, it started like we talked about, not last year, the year before, when he was 3-8 going out.
That's right.
You know, and nobody caught it. They won 3-8, so 3-5, but they had a decent season. But they started faltering at the end of the year, and that just continued, and of course made it to Birmingham last year, and he's digressed every year since he's lost Marshall. And Jason and I were talking earlier that if he does not have a powerhouse quarterback or a really good athlete like Marshall, his offense and these guys, you know, you look at the size difference in Alabama's defense, they're more hybrid now. They can stop that spread.
Right.
Well, they couldn't do when they were just big, 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 and big.
Absolutely. My question is this, and I haven't looked at his recruiting for next year. Does he have a QB prospect out there that he's courting, you know, that may be coming? I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
It's amazing to me that he's been able to recruit some talent, knowing that he may not be there long term. You know, because I saw Les Miles getting interviewed earlier, telling him that when Steele told him he was going to Auburn, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I guess there was no job security at LSU either. But
right.
My goodness, you know, I said the same thing when, you know, when Muschamp went there. It's just no security with Gus right now.
Exactly. Well, you know, Eddie, and I can't remember the kid's name, but Les had a number one five-star recruit quarterback that was coming to him last year, and when all this stuff started about Gus being fired, he went somewhere else. I don't even remember the kid's name, but he was supposed to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once the rumors got out there, he didn't come to LSU. And you see, now they're starting a kid that, you know, was a quarterback at Purdue.
Now, what was he as a starter? 2-10, I believe, at Purdue.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You know,
that's a lot to hang your hat on.
Hat on this guy.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. I don't know if Gus has got a quarterback out there that he's trying, you know, a kid that will be in the 2017 class. I mean, if he doesn't, how in heaven's name is anything going to get better if he doesn't find somebody who can be his quarterback?
Well, if they don't make a bowl game, I think Jason might be wrong. They may raise enough money to get rid of it. But I also heard with him and his, not just him, but with him and his assistants, it's a $14 million buyout.
Wow.
So that adds on, you know, that adds on quite a bit as well.
Good. Now, I wouldn't be shocked at all to see Lashley go at the end of the year. I think there may be a meeting, and Gus has told either he's going to go or you're all going to go. So.
Yeah, I mean,
look for a new offensive coordinator. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be hard. So it's going to be interesting, but I told Jason I'm being a kinder, friendlier Alabama fan this year. I've not abused them at all. And
I wouldn't know because I don't look on Facebook on Saturdays or Saturday nights.
He has been kind of saying, but Ronnie, you'd be proud. I'm not making one negative post.
I hear you, Eddie. I hear you're coming around. Jenner.
Now, politics, and I'm boycotting the NFL if they start standing up. I
yes.
To watch. You know,
hey, Eddie.
Absolutely. I hear you.
Talking about that, have you saw that high schools are now joining in, even coaching members are joining in, kneeling during the national anthem?
Well, this is crazy. Well, I couldn't stand it. Last night I was like, okay, I'm going to find out. I need to watch this game tonight because I had two players on my fantasy team playing. and so right before the game, I flipped on ESPN, and then whoever was on there commentating said, well, three of the Eagles have already said they're not going to stand up tonight, so I just watched the replay of the Alabama-Ole Miss game. Because, you know, you just...
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't understand it, and I promise you right now, if one player from the University of Alabama or Jacksonville State knows this, I will not watch either one of those teams as well. And I don't think Nick Saban would allow that, and I don't think Coach Goff would allow it either.
No, I don't see that happening in our state, but who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Well, you know, say what you want about Gus Malzahn, but I think he's a good discipline. I think he's a good man, and I don't think he would tolerate it because it's like Dabo said, you know, he wouldn't really say anything, but it's a distraction to the team.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, these guys need to stay focused on what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, that's just another thing for one person to draw attention to themselves, and so that's all it's about.
A non-starter, and really sucked the last few years, has, you know, stirred it up. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. Well, I appreciate your time. Good talking to you.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for calling. And,
all right, man.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
All right, 6:27, 27 minutes after 6, or 5. I'm jumped an hour ahead. I'm on Eastern time zone. 5:27, 27 minutes after 5. We are about to call it a day. Got a few things to take care of. Ronnie got some business that he's needing to take care of, so going to call it at 5:30 today, which is only 2 minutes away, so a couple of reminders before we go. Thursday will be a show as normal. Chris from Vegas, Chris Andrews, will be calling at 4:30. About 5 o'clock, we'll have Dan the Man Vosta, Campus Insider from Chicago, Illinois, is calling in. And we'll be giving away more golf, talk a little more football, and give weekend predictions. So be with us Thursday. Next Tuesday, we'll be back at the Downtown Grill. Another big thank you to People's Bank for joining up with Sports Talk Live at 95.5 again this season. Until Thursday, let me leave you, and it's going to feel good not to hear the other part of this, but let me leave you with a big War Eagle, and we'll be back Thursday. Thanks for joining us, Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
A little programming note, we're going to re-air the first part of the 5 o'clock hour during the last part of the hour, so if you continue to listen and it sounds familiar, your memory's probably pretty good. So stay tuned. More Sports Talk Live coming up in just a minute right here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey, Coleman. Live 95 is proud to announce we are teaming up with the Coleman Lions Club again this year to bring back the Live 95 Battle of the Bands series. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. Join Live 95 and the Coleman Lions Club at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Coleman County Fair on Saturday, October 1st. And as usual with our Battle of the Bands event, the whole thing will be broadcast live right here on Live 95. Why do you think we call it Live 95?
We invite any local bands to participate. We don't care if you're a solo acoustic performer or one of Kallman's best-known bands. Send us an email at studio@live95kallman.com or send us a message on our Facebook page to get booked. There is limited availability, so set times will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll offer each band a chance to get local airtime on Live 95 just for participating. And we'll be recording the whole thing back at the studio to re-air live cuts from the event during Live 95's regular playlist rotation. Your band could be on Live 95. Get signed up today and stay tuned for more information on the Live 95 Battle of the Band series, sponsored by the Kallman County Lions Club at the Kallman County Fair. Live in the entertainment tent on Saturday, October 1st. In the meantime, tune into Live 95 on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. to hear previous performances from the Battle of the Band series. We'll do one set a week leading up to the event. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Kallman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Have you got car trouble? Then you need to visit Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service that you can trust, and all at a fair price. Foreign or domestic vehicles, car, trucks, SUVs, or fleet vehicles, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. If you have a Wall Estate ID or you work at Wall Estate, you even qualify for 10% off pre-tax parts and labor. This month, Joe and his team at Hansville Auto are offering the following. Free basic check engine light scanning, 30% off pre-buy inspections, or 50% off a 5-quart conventional oil change as long as you visit them on Wednesday. Also, approximately 35% off air conditioning machine services. The shop offers free Wi-Fi while you wait, or get this, even a pickup and drop-off service. With over 30 years of experience, they're online at HASVC.com. That's HASVC.com. Or you can find them on Facebook by searching for Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service has you covered. For any questions, you can give them a call at 352-AUTO.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Kallman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Kallman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger, or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Kallman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve
you. What do you see when you watch our students receive their diplomas? Susan Houck sees future leaders and skilled workers. Susan Houck agrees our educational system is second to none in college readiness. But Susan also knows 32% of students do not continue on to college, according to the recent numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it is our job to make sure those students are also career ready. Susan Houck believes rather than just ask our industries for adopt-a-school money, we should be asking what we can do to help our industrial workforce, such as career or industry days at our schools. When was the last time a Kallman student group toured one of our local industries? It is also time to take a look at maximizing the space we currently have instead of just raising taxes to expand and build. Susan Houck has new ideas to continue to move Kallman City Schools forward, but she needs your vote in the October 4th runoff. Susan Houck for School Board Place 2, October 4th. Paid for by Susan Houck, 1474 Orchard Drive Northeast, Kallman, Alabama, 35055.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95.
Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP Coleman.